we kind of go back to the drawing board. We still have a budget that we have to cut a substantial amount out of. We're looking at trying to make up that $400,000 someplace. So we're back at the drawing board. The board has to find other ways to make up those cuts.
Is there any consideration of trying to put this proposal out there, maybe look at it a little bit and tweak it and put it back out before voters, or is it maybe too late to do that and you have to make these cuts now?
Well, I don't really think that's a possibility, just because the $9.3 million that we would get from the federal government is not available to us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if the voters didn't like the program the first time around with the $9.3 million, I really don't see how we could go back with something that's less, that would cost the voters more.
So when you mentioned going back to the drawing board now, you're looking at pretty much everything, right?
That's correct. And this is going to be more program cuts. This is, by doing the building, the operational end of it, we tried to impact the students as little as possible negatively. This will be cuts at programs, at things that we really didn't want to do the first time around. This really narrows our available options, if you will. We will still probably have to close a building. Which one? I can't say. That's something the board will have to consider. But we have challenges ahead of us.
Well, it is a democratic system. You put it to the voters spoke. And with that in mind, I would assume that now as the school district, you'd like to see these voters, these people, if they have ideas, recommendations, because I'm sure there are some out there. Would you welcome that kind of input from the people that reside in the community and use the school district?
Oh, I would say most definitely. We always would like input. And I think, as you mentioned, the voters spoke here. They did not want this project. So I guess that leaves it up to the Board of Education to sit down. We have to take some time now to readjust and plan out a new path, look forward.
You talk about program cuts, like programs such as what could be potentially cut here now?
Well, I'm not the Board of Education, so
right.
I don't want to
right.
speculate there, but I would say everything is open. Not that these are items that would be cut, but I mean anything from athletics, extracurriculars, special classes, music, band, art.
It opens up the entire book, basically.
Right, everything. Yeah. Larger class sizes. Everything is on the table. We have to find $400,000 someplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does create a challenge. Unfortunately, not that uncommon of a challenge right now with school districts across not only Michigan, but across the country now, but especially here in the UP with some of the declining enrollment. I'm assuming that it was a disappointing loss for the administration and for the school district, but now you have to move forward with the challenge of cutting some things and making recommendations. If somebody does want to make that input that Mark mentioned there a moment ago, they just contact you at the board. What would they do?
They definitely could contact me. But really, it's their elected representatives on the Board of Education. They should contact the school board members, attend school board meetings, make their voice heard, and then the board can take all of those ideas into consideration.
Well, now is certainly the time for the continued involvement of residents in the district that are affected by this, and I know you're hoping that they'll come out and get their opinions and make their opinions be known beyond the ballot box here now, because now you're looking at things, because I'm sure everybody knows, we've seen this with all these districts, now when the cuts start to come down, there's going to be a hue and cry about that, but the bottom line on it is with the vote that happened in this election, this is the next thing, and people need to prepare for it, right?
That's correct. I mean, we tried to divert those cuts and tried to have as little impact as possible on the student program, but we were told by the voters that's where we have to go. We only have finite resources. We cannot continue to operate as we have been. So changes must be made and will be made.